283. There are not the votes in the House to pass a clean CR. The president canceled his trip to Asia. I assumed, well, maybe he wants to have a conversation. I decided to stay here in Washington this weekend. He knows what my phone number is. All he has to do is call.
John Boehner, Speaker of the House, not happy. He says President Obama is risking default by not having a conversation. You heard what he said about staying there through the weekend. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead through the closed government. Ha-ha, there is news, however. The 800,000 that have been furloughed have been called back. The second it happened, I know two people who work for the government. They both sent me emails and said, bummer, we're back. Of course, you can look at that a couple of different ways. Some people are furious because of the week off, all that money will be paid back. There's a lot of tracks to make here on this hour of ATN. And one of them is over this path that we're on, as John Boehner says, and it has to do with the word default and debt ceiling, and what does that mean, and is there any leverage in that? I tell you what, I think Congress is playing with fire. It is a wicked game of I'll move your pawn, you move yours, but it's all to get the queen. Who ends up with the queen in the end? Even economists who are nonpartisan, or at least the ones that are nonpartisan, are saying the debt ceiling could bring a recession. And that's not too far from the truth, because the problem is, I mean, look, we're already printing money like it's monopoly money. We don't know what's backing it up. Let's be honest about that. And then you look at the fact that when the debt is due, we won't pay, which would imperil other financial markets, and means that we're dealing in cash, folks. It would be a severe and swift reaction. And the amount that you'd have to eliminate? So the Treasury Department, of course, they're naturally pulling the fire alarm. They have been pulling that for the last couple of weeks about the debt ceiling, because they say, hey, you don't push up this limit, we would have a, it would have a catastrophic effect on the economy, and we would have a deeper recession, bigger than the 2008 spillover that happened once we had the meltdown in the financial markets. But boy, we don't want to relive too big to fail, do we? So the problem is this. The problem is it is the idiots running the asylum, but at this point we're all held hostage to this. Do we know for sure what happens with a default? Well, no, we don't know for sure. Do we know that it would be all nothing but a bad and there would be no upsides to this? No, we don't know that. However, if you get deeper into this, it's one thing not to lift the ceiling. If you keep going down that path and you don't pay, well, of course it's going to be more catastrophic, because it's just going to keep piling on. The debt is going to pile on. I mean, the deficit spending has been happening for the last three decades. And the simple economics of it is the math doesn't add up at all. At some point, we are going to come to a catastrophic crashing halt to earth unless we fix it. Why is this, in the last 10 years we haven't had a budget, why is it that we haven't really addressed that? It gets talked about, people get furious, there's lovely sound bites all over video all over America, or people decide whether they understand what it means or they don't understand what it means, or, you know, what does it mean to them in their neighborhoods? And then we go on about our business because a Band-Aid gets put over it. There's a lot of conversation, and poof, we're off to the next year. And we're on to other crisis. We're dealing with something else. So how do we get America going again? How do we do that? How do we really chip away at the ridiculous deficit? And how do we stop having this same conversation over and over and over again? Well, the truth of the matter is, I mean, at this point, with the government being such a large part of the economy, the government has become just enormous with duplicate, triplicate jobs in some cases. Now, I've said this before. We need the government. Government is essential. There are many services that are necessary with the government. But now we're like pigs at the trough. And we've become wild hogs. And it's just out of control. And this is the biggest part of the problem. It doesn't add up. What we have to pay for, 80%, that revenue, that tax revenue, funds the government. So it's backwards. It's all the way around backwards. And the flow of wealth is crippling us. The unemployment rate, the GDP growth. It's like a giant Ponzi scheme. And are we really going to crack the Ponzi scheme? We haven't been able to crack it really in 30 years. But in 10 years, it's gotten that much more out of control. If you had a shot at this, what would you do? Some people are saying, well, let's smash our head on the debt ceiling. Let's just do that and see what happens. See how awful and catastrophic it is. Maybe a little bit of pain will change the scenario, and I don't think so. There'll be more quantitative easing, printing money with nothing to back it out. Nothing to back up what we're printing. That's the problem. All the printing by the Federal Reserve, that's part of the problem. The GDP, when you're looking at the ratios, they're so out of whack. Something has to bring this back down to earth. So what is it and who's going to do it? People are so unaware of that. The fact that they keep getting fed the paper money. We keep getting fed the paper money. The Federal Reserve is killing us. Killing us. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Now, you may be on the other end of this where you're working, you've been furloughed, and now you've been called back. Because on Monday, that's what's happening. Lots and lots and lots of people are going back to work after being out for a week because some of the money has been funded back in. Department of Defense, for example, that's what happened really over the weekend. So there's been callbacks. And suddenly now, because of some found money, I'll basically put it that way, that's bringing people who have been out back to the office on Monday. So what does it ultimately mean as we continue down this road of week two with no deal and really the same old thing? No conversations, nothing looking down the road at the future, which the scary thing about the future is the debt ceiling. And where are we going there? Are we going to lift it up or is it going to crash down around us? Stay with us. More on that next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Democrats, or do the Republicans end up getting the better side of the equation when it's all said and done? What do you think? Think it's the Democrats? They're playing holdout, not playing the game of defunding Obamacare, just letting the Republicans go up against it again and again and again and again. Or the Republicans, because they're saying, okay, fine, we're willing to have a conversation. We're willing to negotiate. We're going to do that. We're coming up with some plans, blah, blah, blah. Who ends up getting the better of this? And I'll tell you what, it really depends on who you read in Washington as to who's looking better at this point. So we go into yet another week of a shutdown, a big dig in. And we're on this path to default, as I just went off on that whole thing. If there is no negotiation, the shutdown is starting to affect a lot of people. There's some people who have been called back into work, but there are organizations that aren't processing permits as quickly, or things that have been halted because of it. You know, there are things, certain rules that have been put on hold at this point with the EPA or the FDA. And, you know, what's the FDA? The Food and Drug Administration, right? So you can say what you want about the EPA and all the scorn and scorched earth there in a lot of cases, right? But the when it comes to the FDA, I'd say there's some concern there. With the EPA, all but about 6% of the 16,000 workers were furloughed because of the shutdown. So it's interesting because that whole idea of essential and non-essential has now come up in the conversation as to, well, wait a second, if you have this many workers and these are the only ones that are essential, do we have an overlap? Is there too many people? Is this part of the bloated government? Is that part of it? You know, like the CDC, think of that, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, you know, flu, tracking, important germs, brutal things that can happen, like the swine flu, wink, wink. So the CDC had to furlough 8,700 people, and, you know, that's the whole idea. We got your back. We're protecting you from things that could come into this country, things that you have no idea, airborne sickness, whatever, that could lead to a natural national catastrophe. It's not really natural, but by somebody coming in on a plane, that kind of stuff, recirculating the air. I mean, there's different ways things could be transported, actually. And this is part of the conversation. Well, wait a second. If that many people are being furloughed and they're saying they're not essential, what is the definition of essential? Do we need to roll that back? Who is essential in this game and who isn't essential? The Department of Defense, as I mentioned, found some money, obviously, because they're bringing back some of their furloughed people, all of their furloughed people that are working in Navy, that are working in other areas of the Department of Defense. So it's kind of a strange deal as to what's being hit, what's coming back, and what isn't at this point. What's deemed essential and what's deemed non-essential, I guess, is the big question. If you fall into that category, oh, please do tell. We want to hear from you. Or if they found some money where they've made it possible to bring you back, and especially with the Department of Defense, because remember, part of the whole thing was we heard last week from James Clapper, well, we could be victims of a terrorist attack because we're kind of like the gates of our backyards have been left open, and we've put our weapons down just in case the net has been let down. So while all of this is happening, we're entering the second week. The sides have become very hard and steadfast in digging their heels in and are not giving up. John Boehner says the House does not have enough votes to pass a clean debt limit bill. So who are the biggest losers in all of this? And how does the Tea Party come out? How is the Tea Party looking at this point? Is it a Tea Party moment to be proud of? Is it a Tea Party moment that's not quite what it was billed to be? Ted Cruz started this with what he did heading into the shutdown, basically, is his talkathon. And that's what I'm calling it, his talkathon, because it wasn't really a filibuster. And since then, you had a couple of debacles, like Rand Paul, who was kind of plotting a little strategy with Senator Mitch McConnell when a mic was left open last week. We played that for you. I don't know if that's as big of a deal. Of course, they're talking about this kind of stuff. It kind of pulled back the curtain, I think, for some people by what Rand Paul said to Mitch McConnell when he talked about, what are these people, you know, this is not polling well for them. Why would they keep saying what they're saying? Meaning the Democrats. This can't be polling well. You know, Paul saying that the new GOP line is we wanted to defund it. We fought for that, but now we're willing to compromise on this. And that's one of the, was what was caught on the hot mic, saying, I don't think they've poll tested. We won't negotiate. It does give you that insight, if you didn't already know it, that everything is always tested and tried out in Washington, because when you're taking some kind of a stance, they want to make sure it's all about being reelected. So the leaders of the Democratic Party or the Republican Party want to make sure they're on message. That's a word that gets flung around a lot behind the scenes, that we're on message. And so one of the things that he was saying to McConnell was, we're willing to compromise, we're willing to negotiate, and I don't think that the Democrats are poll testing what they're saying, we won't negotiate. So it's pretty interesting. He was kind of, he was for sure mocking the Democrats for failing to do enough poll testing. So it brings that whole question up about the poll testing thing and statements about shutdown and repealing Obamacare and not about repealing Obamacare, and then ultimately what is it about? So there's a little bit of confusion as to what the last stand is, I think. So the Tea Party and Boehner, really, the Speaker of the House, I don't know that they counted on the fact that Obama and the Democrats don't care, that they're not going to give in to any of these concessions at this point. The normal methods aren't working. So if the president doesn't get past this, what would be, how would this look for him? Because, you know, he's not running again. This is in his second term, but presidents care about their legacy. And if the government crashed so badly, especially with the whole debt ceiling thing, and the economy toppled worse than, if you wanted to take that risk, than in 2008, he wouldn't show up very well, would he, when it comes to history? Because people would be furious. They would, the small business owner, the entrepreneurs, the kids coming out of college, lots and lots of people would be affected by this. People that are being asked to work more part-time hours than full-time hours would be slammed, I think, by what's happening. So it shows you how the government is willing to kind of self-destruct. And you think of, what are the important things that we rely on for the government, and what are we not getting because of the shutdown? So what are we missing because we're heading into week two? Some specifics on that coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Things actually happened besides conversation around the water cooler about the knuckleheads in Washington and what it's doing to your world or what you think it could do coming up in the next couple of weeks. The Indy 500 winner and 14 others were injured in a terrible crash in Texas. We'll tell you about that. I was just getting some tweets about that earlier in the evening. Brutal stuff. Plus, Delta Force SEAL Team 6, that name ring a bell? With two major terror raids, they seize an Al-Qaeda leader in Libya. How did that all play out? We've got that coming up, too, for you as well. But let's wrap up some of this debt ceiling conversation. Jake emailed me over the weekend, and he said, you know what? I think that third party is looking better and better, Miss Kate. I don't understand what the deal is. After 10 years, as you mentioned last week, how is it three times we've been to the brink in that decade, and how do we not have a budget, and this is acceptable? Of course we're pushed to this ridiculous end of the cliff every single time, and it's old. I would have broken up with this girl a long time ago. Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? Now, if we were suddenly hurled into that position, which sometimes, every once in a while, a senator or a congressperson will get tired of the criticism, and they'll lash out. They don't mean to do it because they try to contain their what they say behind closed doors, meaning when they're getting massively slammed on for not doing anything and being a do-nothing Congress and approval ratings low and all that sort of stuff. They'll say, well, if it's so easy, then you try it. Maybe some of us should try it, even though we're not career politicians. And here's the problem. The problem is some of these people know what to do. It's the egos that get in the way. And at some point, you have to act. You just have to act. So is there a temporary spending bill in the wind to reopen the government and pass some sort of measure to increase our $16.7 trillion debt limit? Right now, the Republicans say the House won't agree on any deal to increase borrowing without concessions from the president. We're not going to do it. Boehner was not happy that he didn't get asked to breakfast at the White House. He says it's risky that the president is risking default by refusing to negotiate with Republicans and that he doesn't have the votes to pass a debt limit proposal free of other fiscal entanglements, other issues. So they're not going to pass a clean debt limit increase. He's saying again and again and again, the votes aren't there, the votes aren't there. It's not happening. Changes to Obamacare? I don't think so. I think there's a better chance hell's going to freeze over before the president would agree to any of that. Entitlement reform? I'm not so sure about that either. So, game on, week two, 7 days, with hundreds of thousands of federal employees furloughed, national parks closed, government services in some cases on hold, some being called back, hundreds of thousands of civilian military workers. I mentioned that two people that I personally know real well got called back, so I knew that was happening anyway. And this is the only thing that's really changed. So I guess I might have said earlier 800,000. Not 800,000 that are going back. 800,000 all totaled out. A couple hundreds of thousands come back as far as the civilian military folks, and that's it. So a bill to reopen the government, raise the borrowing authority, basically, and a change in the 3-year-old affordable health care law, I don't think that's going to happen. So with both sides playing a tug of war for keeps and nobody looking like they're going to say, uncle, we're probably up against this until all the way to the debt ceiling. So when it goes on the floor, perhaps on Monday, Tuesday, well, it's not going to go on Monday, I can't imagine. Let's say Tuesday or Wednesday, what could possibly, if there is a vote, because if you're saying the vote's not there, what could possibly happen vote-wise? I still don't see that it passes. I think Boehner's right on that. October 17th, circle that date and watch where you are personally. Because if there are no maneuvers left and there is no way to keep borrowing, then that's it. It's default, default, default. $30 billion. That's the cash we would have on hand. So that money would be gone with the incoming bills. And the government can run up to $60 billion on a single day. Oh, well. Looks like they're going to be eating ramen noodles for a while. This is serious stuff. The second part of this is the serious stuff. Not meeting the obligations. And there's no doubt. I mean, really, put the politics aside. Defaulting on the debt, which we all think is outrageous and just undeniably stupid. But defaulting on the debt, if it is in day one or day two or 3 days in, eventually it would be harmful. And it would harm the people who can ill afford it, is what it is. but the government to just not keep running for a while, then there's all those IOUs, and this is a standoff that we don't know how it's going to end. Seriously, there is no definite answers to how this is going to end. I know some scenarios that can play out, but how it ends, we don't know at this point, because people have dug in, politically speaking, the people who have the votes in the legislative body, which has a 10% approval rating among all of us, maybe even less. They're the ones who have the ball in their court, and nothing is moving the needle. It's not moving. And I don't see anything that's going to change this fight. At this point, it's not looking that way. That we're going to see something happen that's going to turn this thing around all of a sudden overnight. Unless it's a Band-Aid. I don't think so. It's interesting. I saw a sign. It was posted on some website I was on where it said, half off for people who are furloughed. So I guess some people are catching a little break here and there because of the fact that they're not working, especially in the Washington area. There are a lot of people that are in this particular situation who work for the government who now are going into their second week. And the thing that infuriates so many of you, and you probably four or five people that emailed specifically on what the government will do, said you didn't want to see the people get paid. That if they're going to sit home, they're not going to work, why should they be paid, and why should our money pay for an unintended vacation? Well, some people are off of that vacation. The Pentagon pulling workers back in, including administration lawyers saying, okay, for the civilian workers. So all of them are coming back. And they were, most of them were out for a week. And it was all kinds of people that worked for the Pentagon in some sense. So Chuck Hagel said, you know, after these federal workers were sent home, we've made this decision that we can pull people back. It's our interpretation of Pay Our Military Act. It was passed by Congress, signed by the president right before the slim down started. So the law allows the Department of Defense to eliminate furloughs for employees whose responsibilities, this is the fine ink on this, contribute to the morale, well-being, capabilities, and readiness of service members. That was determined on Sunday. How many exact workers are coming back? They haven't said, just hundreds of thousands, being kind of vague. But people that they can tie to that. Let's put it that way. And we come back to the same question. Who do you blame for this? And by the way, he's also pushing, Hagel is, supporting Congress's legislation to retroactively compensate all furloughed employees, saying he would continue to push Congress to fulfill the responsibilities to pass a budget and restore full funding for the Defense Department and for the government. So now the line is crossed in a different direction. And more things are still being shut down. So not everybody's back, and they're still going into the second week. There still is the question of who the shutdown harms, and is it affecting you? Is there something that you would normally get that the shutdown government is putting the squeeze on that you won't see until all of this wraps up? The most recent poll shows that 81% disapprove of Congress, 49% disapprove of Obama. That's from Fox News. Coming up, SEAL Team 6. They were busy the last couple of days. I'll tell you all about it next on America Tonight.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Beep. This is an emergency. Essentials sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials. Get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can baking combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
I want to thank and congratulate the quality and courage of those young Americans who took part in those operations. We will continue to try to bring people to justice in an appropriate way, with hopes that ultimately these kinds of activities against everybody in the world will stop.
Bravo once again to our bravest, no doubt, Secretary of State John Kerry was right there as we flip to the final segment of this hour of ATN. Anyway, a big tip of the cap, etc., to those boys for what they did. Two huge terror raids. One of them netted an Al-Qaeda leader behind a 1998 embassy bombings, if you remember. Think back to that. So the Secretary of State was happy on Sunday to say that this happened and to talk about the raids that happened in Africa. And this is what he says is what we still want to do is bring terrorists to justice and send that message that, hey, you can run, but you cannot hide. So they confirmed late Saturday that they had captured alive Abu Anas al-Libi in Tripoli. He's also goes under another name, but his nickname is Libby, is what most people call him. He was wanted for the 98 bombings of the embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. Remember how awful they were? And this happened, from the Delta Force carrying this out and planning it and doing what they do and getting in there in a pretty hairy situation. The other op targeted a commander in Al-Shabaab, the militant group in Somalia linked to that Kenyan Mall thing that happened that killed 60 people. The Navy SEALs that were in that raid were members of that SEAL Team 6. That's the same unit that killed bin Laden in his Pakistan hideout, remember, in 2011. So this is big that they were able to, one, get Alibi in Libya, and then also to, you know, be able to say that they were able to get a commander at Al-Shabaab after what had happened in that terrible mall situation where, let's face it, Westerners were targets in that. That was the whole idea, you know, behind it. And that's big. Very, very big that they've got him. And I guess he's being held on a ship at sea at this point, and he could be there for weeks before he's turned over to officially to law enforcement types that would be the normal chain of command. But Kerry, who was in Indonesia, said, and you heard a little bit of it there, talking about the courage and not stopping and all that kind of stuff and trying to bring them to justice, hoping that some of this will stop. I don't know if this, you know, does this stop anything? I think it's always good to get the bad guys. That's the bottom line. Some people, you know, cynically will always say, well, you cut off the head of one snake, then the rest grow back, or there's somebody else to step into the spot. But, hey, as many people as they could possibly take down, to me, is a good thing. And especially with the mall, what happened there was just heinous, unbelievable. There were some Americans that were narrowly got out with their life, and others who lost their life in that. And just a terrible, terrible scenario that unfolded there. And if you think of the bombings at those embassies, you know, we move so fast and so many other things happen. But if you remember how horrific those bombings were, then you know how many families were shattered by that. And anytime any embassy is targeted, any of our embassies, anything that happens, absolutely, you got to have a bounty on someone's head and you got to go after them. So they've been looking for him for a long time, a long, 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 long time. He was indicted by a federal court in the Southern District of New York, of course, for the role in those embassies and what happened in Tanzania and in Nairobi and Kenya in August of 98 and killed a lot of people, 220 people. And they think that he spent time in the Sudan where Osama bin Laden was based in the early 90s. And after bin Laden was pushed out, forced to leave the Sudan, he turned up, Alibi turned up in Britain in 95. He got political, shows you how this game works, he got political asylum in England under unclear circumstances and actually lived in Manchester and then fled England in 2000 when he was put on that most wanted list. But, of course, this was in connection with that horrific thing that happened at the embassy. So this is a big get, a big, big, big get for the U.S., I think, in both cases. And the strike on Al-Shabaab happened in the early hours right before morning prayers would have been conducted outside of a seaside town. And there was lots of gunfire, and it woke up a lot of people. And it was the Navy SEALs who came ashore quietly and killed at least one person at the villa that they snuck up on. And the target of the operation was Ikrima Mohammed, a Kenyan of Somali origin that's a fighter commander for Al-Shabaab in Somalia. That's the information that we know about him. So they were able to get him, and that's a very big, big coup to have to come in and hit both of those strikes the way they did. Once again, what can you say? The best that there is. Bravo, absolutely. I saw a little bit of video on that, and it's pretty incredible. And they were swift, did what they had to do, got in and got out, and that's why they're the best. That's why they're the best. All right, mentioning this because it was such a horrific thing, I don't want to get through the hour and not throw this into the mix of odds and ends with so much focus, the water cooler buzz over the annoyance of the shutdown of the government and the different narratives that we're talking about. But Dario Franchitti crashed in the Houston race. He's an Indy three-time Indy 500 winner. People remember that he was married to the actress Ashley Judd. They're divorced now, but debris flew everywhere. 13 spectators also were involved in this crash. You know, we talk about the walls and how close the spectators are. He flew in the air. His car flew in the air. He slammed into what they call the catch fence. If you've ever been to a race, I know some of you are race heads or big fans of the drives, you know what I mean. It happened on a turn, and there were other drivers that swerved and avoided his car, but debris from the crash injured 13 at the race, and two of the spectators are in a hospital, and medical people on site just responded as quickly as they could. There were some minor injuries. Franchitti was placed on a stretcher and into an ambulance, and it's not looking great for him as he's got something with the ankle in the back, especially the back. They're talking about that two fractured vertebrae and a concussion. It looks like it could have even been worse for him, too. The accident, they say, is very reminiscent of what happened with another driver, Dan Weldon, who had a fatal crash in 2011 where the competitors that were in the race had to drive through the wreckage. And that's what happened with the Franchitti deal. People had to drive around that. And it was, again, the scene was just awful to see the wreckage. You weren't really sure if he was okay, looking at how that car responded, and especially getting, you know, slamming into that catch fence and then those spectators that were right there. It's one of those, geez, you don't think about it if you've ever been to a race. I have. I've been on the other side of that wall. I've been down in the pits because of the media thing and having a media pass and actually seeing what it's like to be in those cars. But on the other side of it, seeing just how close the action is, how some of the spectators are to it, and they should be. And it seems like it's safe. It seems like it'd be safe. That's why they've got the fence there. But there's always that possibility. So here is a possibility, unfortunately, that happened. But it looks like Franchitti's going to be okay, and a lot of those people are going to be okay. Just a lot of damage, and it just looked terrible, let's say that. If you have any thoughts on the show, you know you can always send them to me. Go to americatonight.net. You can hook up with us on Facebook and Twitter, too, as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.